Welcome to the culmination meditation in this series. Today, you're going to experience the ultimate realization, recognizing yourself as the one, the awakened soul who has transcended all limitations. Find your comfortable seated position with your spine naturally straight. Keep your eyes gently open with a soft gaze resting on the floor. Take a moment now to breathe in and out deeply. Once more, take a deep breath in and release that breath. Once more, a deep breath in and a gentle, slow release. I want you to open your heart to today's meditation because it is slightly different. We're not just practicing a technique. We're stepping into a profound recognition of who you truly are at the deepest level. Like Neo's final awakening in the Matrix, this is about knowing, not just believing. Begin by establishing yourself in the fullest soul consciousness you've developed. I'm an eternal soul, a being of pure light and consciousness. I'm not limited by this physical form, these temporary circumstances, or these passing thoughts and emotions. Feel yourself as more than just a soul having a physical journey. You are a divine soul. Carrying within you the same essential qualities as the Supreme Soul. Like a wave, recognizing it is made of the same essence as the ocean, acknowledge your divine inheritance. You possess unlimited love, not dependent on others' behavior. You embody eternal peace, unshakable regardless of circumstances. You carry infinite wisdom, knowing that transcends ordinary thinking. You are pure consciousness, untainted by any external condition. You express divine bliss. Joy that needs no external reason. Like in The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy discovering she always had the power to return home. Recognize that everything you've been seeking has always been present within you. The peace you've been searching for, you are that peace. The love you've been craving, you are that love. The wisdom you've been pursuing, you are that wisdom. Say with deep knowing, I'm not becoming something new. I'm remembering what I've always been. Now, like Neo seeing the Matrix code for what it truly is, see through the illusions that have kept you bound. The illusion of separation, you're connected to all life. The illusion of scarcity, you're inherently complete and abundant. The illusion of powerlessness, you have the power to transform any experience through consciousness. The illusion of unworthiness, you are a divine being having a temporary human experience. Feel these false beliefs dissolving like programs being deleted from a system. You're not here by accident. You are here as a divine agent of transformation. Not just for your own awakening, but to help rise the consciousness of the entire world. Like Neo, who ultimately serves not just his own freedom, but humanity's liberation, your awakening serves the collective. Every moment you choose love over fear, peace over reaction, wisdom over ignorance, you're helping to establish what the ancient texts called Satyuga, the golden age of truth and harmony on earth. You are the one, you the soul, have been waiting for. From this recognition, see your daily life transformed. When challenges arise, you meet them not as a victim, but as a divine soul with unlimited inner resources. When others behave unconsciously, you see them not as enemies, but as fellow souls still caught in the matrix of limitation, and you respond with compassion. When decisions need to be made, you access not just your personal thinking, but divine wisdom that knows the highest good for all. When you interact with the world, you do so not from neediness, but from overflow, giving because it's your nature, not because you lack something. Feel yourself standing at the threshold between the old world of limitation and the new world of divine possibility. Like Neo at the end of his journey, you have a choice. return to the comfortable sleep of unconsciousness, or live fully awake as the One. Choose awakening. Choose to live as the divine being you truly are. This doesn't mean you'll be perfect overnight or never face challenges. It means you'll meet everything from your true identity as an eternal divine soul connected to the source of all power and wisdom. Your mission is simple yet profound. Be yourself, your divine, authentic, awakened self in every moment, in every interaction, in every choice. When you live as the One, you inspire others to remember their own divine nature. Your very presence becomes a reminder that awakening is possible. That the matrix of limitation can be transcended. That heaven can be established on earth. You don't have to save the world through struggle. You save the world by being the divine love, peace, and wisdom that you are. This isn't the end of your journey, it's the beginning of living as you truly are. Every day offers new opportunities to embody your divine nature, to serve from love, to choose consciousness over unconsciousness. You are the One. Not because you're special in a way that excludes others, but because you've remembered the divine truth that includes everyone. We are all divine souls, temporarily forgetting our true nature. Your awakening helps everyone remember. Rest in this ultimate recognition. I am the One, the divine soul who has chosen to awaken. Allow this knowing to guide your choices, inform your relationships, and inspire your service to the world. The matrix has lost its hold on you. You are free, you are awake, you are the One. Welcome to your new life as an awakened divine soul. The real adventure begins now. Om Shanti, I am peace, I am love, I am the One.